What's good, everybody? It's your boy Bees.
You already know it's the big dog Jaden.
And we're coming back to you with another episode of If You're Listening to This.
And the countdown begins. Okay.
Yeah. You always come with something.
Bro, look though. Look, but it's real though. The countdown begins, bro. I know people
are probably tired of everybody talking about, you know, years and then what's about to be happening for New Year.
But you can't fight the facts are the countdown begins and we're like counting down. Like, look, 2018 is done, G.
Yeah, man. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, for better or for worse. Like,
yeah, man. For some people, 2018 was a rough year. For some people, it's a good year. Either way, you should just be looking forward to a new start.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, start the day. Start right now. Start as you're listening to this podcast. Get into the mindset of like, look, I'm not going to wait till the ball drop. I'm not going to wait until the bottles pop bars. I'm not going to wait until 2019 hits to start doing something. I'm going to start right now.
Believe that. Yo, I always be working, bro. Always be working. Whether it's, you know, a new year or not. The grind never stops.
Talk about the 289 grind down, dog. Tell them about the gun line, boss.
Man, they don't know, man. They don't want to know.
Hey, man, look, we got to do the work out here, man. We got to be on 289 grind down, bro. Hey, first of all, you've been on 289 grind down, G.
Like, hey, man, look, I'm trying to live that life. My goal is to outwork Dre.
Bruh, like, hey, look.
When I get up on social media, Dre's already been driving somewhere for like the past two or three. I'm like, yo, what is he doing, dog? What am I doing? Let's work. Let's get up and do something productive.
But the thing is, like, I'll be going to sleep at like 4 a.m.
Like, bro, I'll be getting like 2 hours of sleep. I need whatever drugs you want. I mean, my bad.
Bro.
Hold up.
Legit. I had a conversation with my wife a few weeks ago. We was at somebody's Christmas party. And I was like, I don't know what happened, but she was like, oh, she told me about a conversation she had with somebody else. And I was like, she jokingly said something about, like, you know, I be taking drugs and stuff. And I'd be like, whatever. I'd be like, you think people really think I be doing stuff like that? And she's like, no, listen, I had a legit conversation with somebody and they legit wanted to ask me, what drugs do you take? Because all they see is you doing something and they really think you take something. Like,
cocaine.
I heard
that coke get you. You know
hell
saying?
Of a drug.
I heard it gets your energy up, bro. You be on
no.
that.
No.
Come on, bro. What's up, bro? Let me know.
For the record, I don't take nothing, man. I just, my goals drive me, dog. I be, when I want to rest, I be like, man, somebody.
Y'all hear that? He calls them goals, y'all.
I feel you.
He gave it a nickname.
Bro, chill.
These goals, man.
I don't.
They that, keep pure going. White. They, that pure they
keep,
white.
They keep me going. You know, no, nah, look. That, I'm not
that's what's that, up, though, man. Nah, for real. You, like, seeing you, know what I'm saying, like, working and being somebody that's, like, cool with you or close with you, whatever, it's, like, it's motivation. So it really is true about, like, surrounding yourselves with, like energy, you know what I'm saying, somebody who aligns with what you're trying to do in life, like, for real, man, like. Yeah. If you got a bunch of people that are dormant and, you know, doing the same thing, you know, when you talk to them, it's, well, you know, it's the same old, like, come on, Eeyore, get your ass up and do something.
Eeyore.
Like, get your ass up and do something different. If you want something different, if you're content with where you are, that's different.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to, you know, to do better, to do more, you have to, like, you got to lift yourself, girl. You got to get yourself up.
Preach to him, dog.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on my. Let me get up. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed on
my. Get your hand out of my. Damn, I can never be too serious. I can never be serious with you, man. It's just funny.
Every time we go to a series, we gotta just. We be like, no, it's too serious. Let's joke.
Like, no.
But no, man, seriously. So, yeah, man, I mean. Everybody on the New Year, New Me stuff, man. Well, honestly, realistically, bro, I seen a meme and it made me think. It said, I don't see everybody talk about how 2019 is going to be their year. It looked like 2018 humbled everybody ass.
Hey. Hey, somebody posted, He was like, I'm not going to say 2018 beat me down, but it definitely had them hands. I was like, oh!
Hey, hey, that's I'm going to make that status, bro.
That junk was so funny and so true, boy. 2018 definitely had them hands. You got to hit back, though. That's the thing, though. You just got to hit back, bro.
Yeah, for real. It's hard. It makes you feel like, you know, like what them boxers go through, bro. When you getting that ass beat in the corner, it's easy to say, just swing back to get them off you, but hey.
Yeah. You see the trainers in their ear. They're like giving them words of life, and like you don't hear shit because your eye,
hey,
your eye and your nose are basically like in the same area. You are suffering. Your coach is like, yeah, man, just duck on the. You got to duck on the and weave on the. It's like, nigga, it's not working. Like, none of that is working right now. Oh man, we not talking about nothing.
Hey, no, bro. Somebody feel it. Somebody feeling this, bro. Somebody feel it. Something like I'm telling you, bro. Somebody's really feeling this. And bro, to them, bro, I just want to say, bro, look, you got it. You really do got it, man. Just keep fighting.
That's
okay.
It. Literally, that's all you have to. You just have to keep doing it, bro. I definitely learned that. This year, man, after picking up the horn again and playing again and stuff, because I had given up for a little minute, but I was like, nah, bro, I got to get back on it. And that's just the mentality. Even when you fall off, you jump back in and then you get an opportunity, and there it is, dog. So,
bro, I say the same thing about, bro, like, people have been talking to me about, like, weight loss and stuff, and it's like, bro, I lost a lot of weight, but I fell off plenty of times.
Bro.
Like, plenty, bro. We've been talking. I'll be like, you'll be like, bro, you'll be like, yeah, I'm heading to the gym, bro. I'm getting these 2-a-days in. I'm gonna be like, oh, yeah, I ain't worked that all week, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, look, legit, it happens,
yeah,
because that's life, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
peaks,
you
and gotta
get back
whatever,
on,
yeah,
get back
yeah,
on,
man. So, we appreciate that, Reverend Dre.
No problem,
coming you from the book. The book of life. The book.
Hey,
the book
let
of
me
life.
Know. Let me know anytime you want me to go into the book of life. Let me know. I just go into it randomly.
Straight
just
up.
Say, just say, open the book, Pastor, and I go into it. Just want to let
got,
you know.
I got you, bro. Hey, so I was talking about black parenting, or black parents rather, on Facebook, and people were a little shaken by it. They were like, because I was like, yo, black parents will make you pay rent to sleep in the same twin bed that you slept in when you were young.
I see that. Like, I see that.
Like, in the same house. I grew up in this house for free, and now you're going
to charge me? And now I got to pay?
Like, you don't even
think
cook
about
no
it.
More.
Well, yeah, right. When you think about it, bro, it's like, you know what? I've been bamboozled.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even cook. It's not like I get the amenities that I had when I grew up. You know, you got things, everyone. You got an allowance. You cooked. Now, all they do is complain to you, really. Like,
not only do I have to pay, but I'm paying to get less than I got when it was free.
I'm like, what is this? This is like being pimped, bro.
Bruh.
And I'm like, I understand that some parents, they need it. I understand. If you need it, you need it. I can't, you know, I can't argue that. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't contribute anything at all. I'm saying charging somebody, like, hard down rent. Like... Mm-hmm. Come on, man. The same pink flower sheets is on the bed. Like the same.
The same ones for elementary.
Come on. What you
doing,
look,
man? But there's a difference between charging me like the same rent I could be paying somewhere else versus charging me something as rent just to continually hold me responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold you responsible for what? Like, because if you're holding me responsible, then I need to benefit from that. So what am I getting out of giving you $300 a month?
Well, okay. Well, one, you're getting a discount off rip because you ain't paying $300 to stay nowhere. That's whether it's good or bad. I'm sure if you're paying $300 to stay at your folks' house, it's way more luxurious than any other $300 you can pay.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Know. What?
That's true, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just one, you know, that's the first thing I think of. Like, you're getting a hell of a discount. And number two is, I'm trying to put myself in a parent's mindset, but I'm guessing it's showing you that, like, okay, yeah, we're helping you out, but you still have to, like, you still have to pay somebody something to stay where you're staying, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
So like, there's still a lesson in that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You know, that's, it's like,
that's bullshit. I know that it costs to live. That's why I'm living with you, because I can't afford to live. Are you serious?
Bro, I'm just trying to get the parent mindset, bro.
Bro, that is the wildest thing I've ever heard. Like, no. Honestly, if I didn't have to pay you rent every month, I could save up enough to afford to live on my own. But you
we have immature adults out here. Like, we have grown men and women
who are rocking out.
Yeah.
they ain't planning to go nowhere.
Yeah. Like, they'll argue with the parents, man, I could be saving this money and getting a place versus paying you $300. They'd be like, all right, well, cool. Well, don't pay me $300. And every month they spending $300 to go play Madden, or every 3 months they spending $300 on Fashion Over and bundles, or every 3 months, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
there are immature adults out here who need those lessons. You know, like, you might not need that lesson, but there are some people who legit will be 48 still upset about paying their parents $150 a month or something like that, saying that they can save that to go get, you know, so. Everybody's different, but for the responsible adult, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, man. And people were like, well, I don't know.
What were some of the comments you were getting? Like, did people agree with you? Were they upset?
Some people are like, there were people, either they were far right or far left. Like, either they really agree with me, or they were just like, oh no, you're not about to be up here, a big grown ass man, living with his mama. I'm like, hold up, wait, this is not even about me, sweetheart.
Hey, wow. they were attacking
like,
you.
You got too much dip on your tip. Yeah, I'm like, yo, this was a general statement. Because this is the overwhelming majority. Like, this is usually what happens in black households. Like, once you hit 18, I need that. I need me. You got to give me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't think that that's right, because I don't think everybody's hurting like that. I think it's just like, it becomes a business. Mm-hmm. Like, you're renting a space in my house. Regardless of who you are, you got to pay me something. I think that's trash, honestly.
Yeah. So what would you do as a parent? Like, as a parent, what are you going to do when your kids, or if your kids, want to just stay home?
They at what age? Because all that matters.
Well, what age were you thinking when you created the status?
I was thinking, I'm really thinking like the 18 to maybe 22. I guess you can extend that to 20, like 25.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like around that age range to be charging somebody, or because a lot of people get that. Either you get a job, you go to school, or you get out. And if you get that job now, all of a sudden, it's assumed that you're stable enough to pay me something per month to live.
Uh-huh.
If 18 years old, straight out of high school, what's the best job you're getting? Target.
Yeah.
Retail.
Theme park or something like that.
I'm not making a ton of money. I'm not making enough money to be paying you rent. But it doesn't matter, because you're 18. You're an adult now.
And at that point, I guess theoretically, they want you to pay car note, car insurance, and rent.
Right, because you have to get to work. You also have to get to work.
Yeah.
And you have to put gas, and you're making minimum wage. So I don't like it. I just don't like that idea. So
Yeah. Well, I mean, personal experience. I mean, because we can only talk from personal experience and things we've heard. We can speculate, but I mean, my personal experience, I mean, my folks are like legit cool with it. They help as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, yeah, you're 18, but we want you to have responsibility, but we realize that you can't pay all of this with that minimum wage job. So we'll pay a car note, we'll pay car insurance, you just cover gas, get food, and you know what I'm saying? If you need something, you buy it. You know what I'm saying? It was never like, all right, you 18, you got a job, everything on you now. It was never like that. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate them for that, because I hear these stories, and I'm like, damn, well, I'm glad they have it like that.
Yeah, man.
So, final verdict, you don't think parents should charge their kids to stay in the same place they used to stay?
Not like rent. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. Not like rent.
You know what I'm saying? Not like
the funny thing is, everybody who's listening to this got exactly what you meant too.
Yo.
When you say not like rent, they was like,
yeah, like for real, man. Like, ease up on me. Like, Come on, man.
Give me a dime.
Come on, for somebody.
He was about to go off the next list.
Come on, man.
Hey, yeah, man. So I can't believe that people were like attacking you in that status, though. That's hilarious.
Bro. See, they were coming after my character. I'm like, wait. I've been on my own for a little minute now. I'm like, relax.
What y'all not gonna do?
I'm like, hold up, chill. Bro, yeah, man. Speaking of parents, speaking of older people,
mm-hmm.
In 2019, what you in a scary movie? Over there?
Hey, bro, don't it sound like it? I'm outside, like trying to enjoy the last moments of 2018. Just outside, that's all. I'm just out there.
You over there in the bird box?
Hey, don't look. I'm like, come on, it's beautiful. If you just see
that movie was wild. But old people, we got to leave Facebook Live in 2018.
Bro, you be seeing old people on Facebook Live?
It, like, whenever I go out, there's always like this older person in the place, right? You can tell they got the fedora, the fedora on, the white linen.
You talk about guys, just funny. You know what I'm saying? Talking about older dudes.
And he got like 6 or 7 rings on one hand.
All of them fake.
He got doubles on the thumb. I'm like, bro, what you doing? But yeah, he's in there and he's just Facebook Live the whole event, like the whole party, the whole whatever it is. Like, he got you dancing on his Facebook. Like, nigga, get your like, get from over here, dog. Like, hang that up.
So what did they say when they on it? Like, do they say anything or they just be filming?
They don't talk. They don't say anything. They just stand and they record. Like, they'll get themselves, they'll get you in there, and it's just like, bro, you got one viewer, bro. And you know, that one viewer could be my boss. I don't want my boss
because you done tag me in a video.
I'm turned up at the joint. You got me on your Facebook Live. That's like the news. Turn that off, man.
Bro,
what are you doing,
bro? I'm telling you, bro. Older people, bro. Like, the generation above us and a few generations above us, bro. They talk so much shit about us in social media, and they get on it and abuse the shit out of it. It's like,
awful. It's
like,
really bad.
Think about old people. Like, the old people who get into Facebook, that's all they do is sit on Facebook. All they do. But they used to talk about it so bad.
And question what you do as a grown adult.
Right.
Oh, bro, no, Miss Thing, where's the rest? If you don't get your ass on my status, I've been grown for 20 years if you haven't realized it.
When nobody talk about y'all at Freaknik, but you want to come to us.
Listen, okay? I need to see more footage of that. Because I only saw I think it was like a 9-minute video. And I was like, yo, the auntie used to be wilding back then.
Wilding. Wasn't nobody saying nothing when y'all auntie was in 2 Live Crew videos. All right.
Bro, this chick sitting on the hood of the car. And it was, bro, I'm not even going to go into detail.
No, I'm going
to detail. Watch that Freaknik documentary. I think it's on YouTube. Or it's like a short clip of it. Bro, I'm talking about sitting on top of the hood. This dude's with their hands under her skirt, and this is being filmed. That's the part that makes it worse. It's like, damn.
And it ain't like she don't know it's being filmed.
Oh, no. She knows.
You know who that is, bro? That same person that was on that hood, bro? She's like the deaconess at the church.
Why you going to go after the black church?
Not the whole church as a whole. I'm just saying that's what she do. Oh,
bro, man, going after the whole entity. Look here, bro.
Man, look. Hey, look, all I'm saying is if y'all going to church for 2018, is it watch night? Is it watch night service? If y'all going to watch night service.
I think they call it Hallelujah Night.
Hallelujah Night? No, that's Halloween joint. It's Halloween is Hallelujah Night.
My fault, cuz.
All right, so if y'all going to watch night service, you know what I'm saying? The main one y'all see with the tambourine, or the main one talking about how y'all need to change y'all young lives for the new year, she's probably the one at Freaknik or BCR all the way open. That's all I'm saying. Just had it in the back of your mind.
Man, BCR was bad too.
Yeah, bro. BCR was it.
Hey, man, if you grew up when Uncle Luke and like Two Live Crew was popping, you was wilding. As a
I know you were wilding.
You was wilding.
It's like, nothing you
I
can
know
tell
y'all
me.
Was wilding back then. The music, if you were in Florida, if you were in the South during that time, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. Especially in college. Like, imagine being at an HBCU in the 90s, bro. It was wild. I know it was wild,
yeah,
bro.
No social media, bro.
Bro, I know, bro. Come on, man.
They did any and everything they wanted to, dog. No accountability at all. Nothing.
It's probably a great time to grow up, man. Or to be grown.
Yeah.
Like, in the
you
90s,
could actually be grown.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I would have, you know, taken advantage, full advantage of no paper trail. But I'm just saying, like, that had to be very liberating, bro. They were like, you can do whatever you want, kind of. And nobody would, like, post it to your page and get you fired. Like, that's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Enough of that, man.
Bro, let me ask you something, bro. What's the wildest place you ever seen somebody wearing AirPods, bro?
Bruh, all right, so I had immediate thought, but I'm not gonna say it because everybody probably know who and what I'm talking about. And
say
I'm
it. Trying to start. Say no, it, man. No, it's 2018. We leave a bitch assness in 2018, bro. It's the new year.
Bro.
You gotta speak your mind. Let's
go,
bro.
You're getting me caught up. You kiss my ass. I don't care. I don't care. All this shit ain't gonna work on me. Not today.
Come on,
I ain't
man.
Been drinking or nothing. Nope, I ain't saying it.
You haven't? See, that's what it is.
Yeah, so
it's the new year. It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
F that. Right. The wildest place I've seen somebody wearing AirPods, like, I've just seen random pictures of people with AirPods, and looking at the picture and the scenery and the context of the picture, it's like, AirPods don't fit in this scene right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what y'all were doing, but in looking at the picture, I know that y'all are doing something that has shit to do with AirPods. Like, why do you have them on? Like, there is no reason for you to have... It's like you could be in a swimming pool on a float and, like, with goggles on, but you got one AirPod in your ear. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, is it that serious? What are you listening to?
I always want to know. Like,
because
what could
no phone
possibly,
is near.
What could you possibly be listening to right
what are you
now?
Listening
like,
to?
What is that urgent?
Bro, like, I don't know, bro. Them jars are like a new status, bro. Like, people just feel elite with AirPods on now. I don't get it. What about you?
I don't know that people feel elite with AirPods on.
Nah.
I don't think so. Because I had some. I didn't feel different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Bro, you felt
okay,
elite,
okay,
bro.
Okay. I did not, but I think people do, though. I think it's become like the way people would... want to be the way people once viewed iPhones. Like, if you had an iPhone, you were better. And some people probably still think the same thing. I think the AirPods are like an accessory to the iPhone, so they feel like, yeah, I got these, you don't. So yeah, you're probably right that people feel like that. And people that you see like in the club with them on. Oh, I saw a DJ. This DJ had them on. What? How? How are you DJing with AirPods on? You got the headphones on your shoulder. You got the AirPods. You just want to look cool, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Bro, I wait a minute. Never mind.
Hey, y'all, Dre weak, dog. He don't want to say nothing. He want to say everything, but don't want to say nothing. You weak.
Bro, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, bro.
Not in the new year, bro. Not in 2019. Y'all going to get this truth.
Bro, you don't care, bro.
Bruh, you gotta stop caring, bro. You gotta tell people. You gotta do it, bro. You gotta tell people the truth, bro.
I hate you, man.
But
I hate you.
Oh man.
Well, yeah, man.
Well, anyway,
so, I got a question, bro. Real quick. So we talked about black parents like charging people and stuff like that. I had a question that I thought about when you said that. I just want to. Well, not a question. I just want a statement, dog. Just shout out to all the kids who are out here raising their parents, bro. Like. That's some real shit going on, bro. There's people out here realistically raising their parents, like dealing with they got to deal with so much stuff that their parents done went through, and like, I mean, some parents are charging their kids because they just can't make it, so it's a way for them to get more money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just shout out to all the kids raising their parents, bro. I should have said it before. I don't mean to backtrack, but I just had to go through that, bro. But
that's true, especially with health.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's not crazy.
I'm thankful that my mom is good. Like,
yeah, bro.
No health issues, man. So far, knock on wood.
Yeah, man. Hey, but anyway, bro, we got it. What are the best rap albums of 2018, bro? Like, we really have to seriously talk about this because it's so, like, niggas drop five albums every 2 hours on a Friday, bro. Like,
well, so you know, I got my list over here, man.
Yeah, I ain't got a list. I'm gonna just debate yours, bro. What you got, bro?
You gonna just debate mine?
Yeah, you bro. Weak. You got a top 10, top five. What you got?
I got a top five, and I got a couple honorable mentions.
Okay. All right.
So I got Victory Lap. I got Astro World. I got KOD.
Wait, are these all in order? 5, 4, 3, no, 2, 1.
I'm not doing any orders.
So how is it a
top? These are the top five. That's possible. Okay. But I mean, I can rank them because honestly, it's in the order. It's in the order. Right. So, Victory Lap, Astro World, KOD, Invasion of Privacy, and Redemption.
Cardi Bizzle.
I got Cardi B on there.
You got Cardi B as one of the top albums.
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
It's great music. Like top to bottom, the whole album, literally. Mm-hmm. I can't think of another album other than Astro World. Maybe Victory Lap, but that's why those are ranked above mm-hmm. Invasion of Privacy. That I did not skip a song. Like there's no song on the album that I do not like. And she had her club bangers. She had number ones on there. It was just literally almost a perfect album. I can't make it perfect because you can't make things perfect these days. I guess something that would make it any less than perfect would be that she doesn't write her own music or whatever. So, you know, people are going to pick at whatever it is, but I definitely an album of the year.
So
definitely an album of the year.
So
I didn't get to my honorable mentions yet.
I'm about to say, hold on. Let me just make sure I got your five. Astro World, Invasion of Privacy, KOD, Victory Lap, and what else?
And Redemption.
And Redemption. The J-Rock joint?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't really feeling it like that, bro.
Yes. And I got Championships and Black Panther as the honorable mentions. Championships because it just came out like 2 weeks ago. So mm-hmm. we really get to see the album age like that. And Black Panther because it was a movie soundtrack. But yeah. I still put it as the best, one of the best albums of the year.
Well, Black Panther definitely, I mean, I that was definitely one of my favorite of the year, goddamn. Like, I still listen to that joint to this day. I still jam that joint, bro. So, what about Big Sean Metro Boomin, bro?
No.
No? Oh, my God. This guy's wild.
No, sir. All
right. Let's see.
Where did that album go?
Where?
Yeah, where'd it go?
Bro, I played that a lot of it, bro.
I'm saying, where is it now, though? Where is it now?
Bro, I don't know, man.
Come on, man. Know. Drip, Bodak Yellow, Best Life, Be Careful was real popular on the radio for the longest. Ring was on the radio for the longest. I Like It, Radio, Money Bag. All these songs were on the radio, bro.
Yeah,
and all these songs were number ones. Yeah, man, she got some bangers on that
Be
album.
Careful was on the radio, too.
Yeah.
She Bad was on the radio, too.
Yeah, she had that. That was all that in the club. Party at Cardi was in the club. Get Up 10 got some club play too. So yeah, man, I gotta give it to her. I don't care what y'all say. She's not. I'm not saying she's the best lyricist at all. But right. that was a great collective. Like that project, so fire, especially as a debut. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, I agree, bro. Well, so how does Redemption make the list, bro? The J-Rock joint, like. I'm looking at the track list and I'm like,
what do you mean? How are you gonna ask me how I'm putting it on my?
Bro,
no, it's my list, bro.
Well, the way you justified the Cardi B joint, I was like,
I don't want to justify another one. I don't feel like it. That's why you should have had your own list, punk ass nigga. You just going through. I don't know about that. Yeah, damn, you don't know. Bro. It's my list, bro.
Well, look, I told you I'm gonna debate.
You need to listen to these albums again. See, that's another thing about this new age of music. Well, we listen to something.
It's true,
though. We toss it. We listen to something, and then we toss it. No, bro.
Man, there's too much stuff coming out, bro. We ain't got time, cuz.
And you're trying to keep up. That's why.
Yeah, I am, bro. I really am, and I'm struggling out here. Well, the Beyonce Jay-Z album, dog, that got to be on somebody's top.
Listen, I had it as the best collab album.
Bro, that album.
Best joint album. I think Fetty was a joint album too.
But I have
it's definitely, but it wasn't just a rap album either. There's a lot of singing going on that album.
Yeah.
So that's why I say I put it on the top. So you can't put it in the R&B category, you can't put it in the rap category either. But I got my Yeah, man. Can you name three of your favorite albums of the year so that I can criticize those?
Hey, bro, Everything Is Love by the Carters.
As a rap album?
Bruh, you said album, nigga. I just named the album.
No, name rap albums.
Oh my gosh, bro.
You don't even listen to rap. I listen to rap, bro.
All right, so we got now I gotta say Cardi B because it wasn't my favorite. It just had a lot of jams on it. It wasn't my
Look
favorite.
Look at bruh.
It wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, you better say
KOD, man, J. Cole, you know, after that, it gets kind of blurry, dog. Ain't gonna lie. KOD, J. Cole, Meek Mill was not my favorite. I mean, one of Drake's albums was my favorite.
I can't do that. You can't do that.
No. God damn.
Oh, I'll take the B-side. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, I mean, it was the album.
No.
Well, Big Sean, Double or Nothing with Metro Boomin, bro. I really love that album. So
that was a good album.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites. It was one of my favorites, bro. No lie.
So, it's just, I don't know where it went.
Yeah, and actually, that was 2017, so I can't really count that. Ain't that
you don't even listen to me. Get this guy out. Take it.
Hey, man. I be out
too. This guy doesn't even listen to music, man.
Kiss my ass. It's my ass, goddamn.
All right, so we showing all this love to rap music, but I gotta show R&B some love.
Bro, I need more R&B music to listen to, bro. Who you got?
Bro, I definitely have Teyana Taylor's album.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it was still slept on, even though it's popular. I think still think it was slept on.
Because it was only 7 songs.
Yeah.
That's why. Case but that point. Shit was slapping. And it was supposed to be more than that, but yay, hater. The LMA album, fire all the way through, and Slept On Saturn by Nayeo. She's an artist from London.
Uh-huh.
Her album was so fire, bro. So fire. So those are my top three. I feel like it was a lot of R&B music that came out last year that started getting popping this year.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, you can't say her. You can't say Daniel Caesar. That's last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Even the Chris Brown, the long-ass Chris Brown album. That was last year. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it the end of last year, though? Is that
Must have been December or something. Know. But, yeah, I got those in my top three.
Okay.
Do you have any?
No.
Do you listen to any R&B?
Yes, bitch. First of all, what you're not going to do is...
My bad cousin.
You got to chill out. Okay, we're wilding right now. We're wilding. Let's vibe right now. Let's vibe. All right. LMA's album was live. You know, I really liked that. You know, what else? What other album you said? I'm just gonna repeat what you said. I like what you said. You know what I'm saying?
You weak. We going on to the next topic.
Bruh, don't act like that, man. Anyway, so. I mean, with all this stuff going on, I guess we continue the 2018 joint because it's so much happened in 2018. Bro.
Too much happened in 2018, bro.
Bruh. We went to Wakanda, G.
Bruh, we went to Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then we died. Everybody died, bro. They didn't have to do us like that, bro. Stan Lee and them. What's up with y'all, man?
They took out the whole land.
It was 2 months. We were in Wakanda for 2 months, and Thanos was like, "All right, y'all boys, y'all straight? No, you're not.
No, y'all not."
God God dang, man. We were on such a high, too, man. No, y'all not. We were on such a high, too, after Black Panther. And then we just saw, we saw it all just like, it disappeared. It sucked, bro. But Wakanda forever.
Well, yeah, not forever, because they've been
We might be coming back pretty soon, bro.
Maybe we'll see, bro. With this new joint coming out, man. But Wakanda, man, they made history. I think it was like one of the highest grossing superhero movies.
I think they touched a Billy. They touched a Billy. Ryan Coogler,
yeah,
my guy,
bro. One of the realest black guys I've ever seen, who knows his stuff and who can make some good ass movies, dog. Like,
and he's young.
Yeah, hey, man. If y'all have never just look up, go to YouTube and just look up a Ryan Coogler interview and listen to him talk. He's the guy who he did the Black Panther movie and so many other movies. He did Creed, the first Creed. Like,
he did Fruitvale Station. Yeah, Fruitvale Station. Miss. Yeah. He doesn't miss on the movies, bro. So
and just listen to him talk. Like, he's a real man. Like, he's from, you know what I'm saying, Cali. Like, but he just knows his stuff, man. You'll be surprised. But anyway, that happened. What else happened in 2018, G? Like,
the student. Yo, this is how long this year has been. You remember that student from Howard that sued the university for like 10 mil?
Oh yeah, the financial aid joint.
Yeah, that was this year.
I should have hopped on that bandwagon. I mean, quietly, cat. I should have hopped on.
Bruh, he came up. Damn, yeah. Howard. So it should be you.
the real issue.
Right, exactly. Coachella with Beyonce.
Baychella. What you talking about?
Bruh.
Baychella. Who remembers anything that happened at Coachella besides Beyonce performing?
I said Coachella, Beyonce's performance. So no, bro. It's the same thing.
It's Baychella, bro.
Is it Bay or B? Because her name is Beyonce, B-E-Y. It's Beychella. I think it's Beychella.
Bro, but Beychella just sounds so much more lavish, though. Like, Beychella just
but
sounds...
But it could be lavish and wrong. I'm going to say Beychella. You say Beychella.
Bro, look, loud and wrong, okay? That's what you got to be. You remember that episode from this year, goddamn? We're going to be loud and wrong. It's Beychella. That's what I'm sticking with. Okay.
Anyway,
shout out to Superstar Dash for performing with Beyonce, man. That's live, dog.
Yeah, man. I knew a bunch of people. I knew almost all of them. I was supposed to be on it, but I ain't
supposed to be on it. Hey, you gonna be on the next one? You gonna be on the next one, bro?
Hey, that's the goal, man.
Bees and Bay 2020.
Shut up. no, shout out to Beyonce. She made Coachella pretty black this year. Yeah, Coachella was never a black festival. A lot of people traveled to see Beyonce. And then she literally put on like an HBCU clinic on stage with the band and then the step in and the man, that was like black art right there. Shout out to Beyonce. Just doing Beyonce like things. We love you.
Yeah, you man. Dropped the album, surprisingly. She started touring and then dropped the album.
Right? Yo, I know it probably to the people that listen to this podcast are like, yo, this nigga's always dick riding Beyonce. So what?
So?
I don't care.
Yeah, I really don't care. This is what
She's
it is.
She's fire, bro.
That's who I like. This is our podcast, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure. This is our podcast, right?
Right.
Is this
the bums up?
Hey, is this
the
bums
up?
Is this the bums up? Talking about whatever the hell we want to talk about. I can sit here and talk about goddamn Brussels sprouts and spare ribs all day if I wanted to. That's what we talking about.
You would want to talk about Brussels sprouts and vegan
no,
ass.
No, shut up, bitch. I don't see that.
They buffalo Brussels sprouts, though.
What are you talking about?
Y'all be trying to make everything taste good.
Bro. Yeah. Buffalo Brussels sprouts, bro.
Yeah, they Chipotle barbecue bro. Brussels sprouts.
Hey,
yeah,
it's all in the description. It's all in the description, too.
Y'all ain't never had the Southwest. Ah. You ain't never had.
It ain't nothing Brussels sprouts with Sweet Baby Ray's on it. You talk about Chipotle infused garlic and rosemary Brussels sprouts. Like, bitch, sit down.
All you need is a base, nigga. What you put on after that?
Bro, I'm not that vegan, bro. I cannot live my life like that, bro. I'm not that vegan.
Man.
But anyway, yeah, so Bay happened. Oh, and real last thing, that photo shoot that her and Jay-Z did when she was assed out in the bed and the nakedness and all the other stuff.
Oh, the naked joint.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
We saw more of Jay-Z than we did her. They should have redid that shit.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I appreciated what I did see of her, though. I appreciated it.
That nigga Jay-Z had on a double breasted with nothing underneath the jacket. Like, I still can't get over
it. Nothing.
I guess you got to be in a certain tax bracket to wear a suit with nothing underneath.
Because you don't care. Because you don't care. You care nothing about what people going to say. Because you,
bro, do you think Beyonce was punking him, bro? Do you think Beyonce was like clowning that nigga for what he did? He's like, yo, I'm about to drag you for like the next, this tour, this is my tour. I'm just letting you know.
Is that a world tour or your girl's tour?
Your girl's tour. It's like, you wearing what I want you to wear. You're going to take these embarrassing ass pictures. I don't care what you think or what you like.
Hey, go back and look at the pictures, bro. Jay-Z was laying in that bed kind of like he ain't really want to take these pictures.
Bro, he looks so shook. Yeah. He looks so shook.
Jay-Z would rather be on the beach. He'd rather be on the beach with his knees out somewhere, man. let bro live his life.
All right. I know Jay-Z is glad that tour is over, man. She was trying, my dog.
For real, man. But so, what else happened? I mean, Jay-Z's quote-unquote little brother, Kanye West, with the MAGA hat.
MAGA, you know, Ye. It was the year of MAGA, Ye.
MAGA, Ye. Slaver. It was the year of slavery. No, that didn't work. That didn't work. No.
It
went better in my head, bro. But when you was like, MAGA, Ye, I was like, yeah, slavery. No, never mind.
Sometimes it's just best to keep it in, you know?
All right, I'll shut up on that one.
We could just Drake and Pusha T was this year.
Yeah, right. That jump.
I feel like we talked about that all year. I'm tired of talking about the
movie. It was just, and then Drake kept bringing it up, and people kept getting upset at Pusha for responding to Drake bringing it back up. Like,
yeah, Drake was on the shop, right?
Yeah, on that jump, bro. I almost called it trash, but
Drake
trash.
Is old chatty patty though. Like, he talks.
Drake is the kind of guy who gets in the fights that he only because he knows he's gonna win, and when he loses, he finds an excuse to say why he lost. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The guy who can just never admit, he can never admit to defeat. Yeah.
Like, I didn't really lose that one technically because I'm out here raising the sun. You know, it's like, nigga, you made it. You should be raising the sun. Like,
oh man.
Anyway, hey man, R.I.P. to the Queen of Soul though.
Yeah,
that
man.
That happened this year with Aretha that long Franklin. Ass funeral, though. Joint was Bruh, long.
How long? Wasn't that funeral like 4.5 hours?
Bro, I stopped counting, bro. I just know it was long. That's all. I know it was, even for a black funeral, it was long. Like,
for a black funeral?
That's the thing that's
that's
bad.
Long.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's bad. When you get past the black time limit, it's like
The black standard?
Yeah.
The black
when all the black church folks who used to stand in church for 90 like, hours a day, they'd be like, all
right. It's like, all right now, we're getting hungry back here. Yo, the white people that went to that funeral were so stressed out. They're like, they're checking their watches.
Hey, because you know the pastor probably said 50 times, all right, and in closing, or I'm wrapping up, or I'm about to get up out of here. And they believed him every time he said it. Every time he said it, white people were like, yeah, he's wrapping up. All right, he's wrapping up. All right, he's closing. All right, he's about to get out of here.
I thought he said he were closing three
said about three times ago.
Bill Clinton was looking super stressed out, like, man.
And then what's that with the pastor Ariana Grande with the side titty?
That's when the creepy pastor was filling up on her, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, y'all be careful in the church streets, man.
In real life, man. See, now you coming for the black church. See, man? See how you doing, bro?
Listen. You know everybody that listens to this is Christian, so we can't slander the Christians.
All right, bro. We can't piss them off, man. We
you know everybody's
y'all.
Christian.
Yeah, man. Well, all right. Well, let's move on, man. R.I.P. to Mac Miller, man. Like
Stan Lee.
Yeah. Triple X.
You don't have to say his whole name.
I don't just want to say Triple X, though. Like, Triple X is say, like X-rated stuff.
No, if you... Okay, we're talking about people.
I know, but my mind go... When people say Triple X, I think about, you know, X-rated stuff. So I don't want to just say
Triple X. You can't ask Dre to use this phone.
Hey! Look, you can use it. You can use it, but it's, you know... I'm a grown man out here, so whatever you
trying
say.
Trying to go to Xfinity.com. trying to hook up to the Wi-Fi. Dre, blow your whole your whole muffin cap back.
Man,
damn,
look.
Dre.
Man, look, I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm a grown man.
Damn, Dre.
Okay. I'm a grown man, bro. I ain't.
That's wild.
Nah, that ain't.
Oh, good. Man.
I ain't wild at all. Hey, you got the king of R&B, you know. Jacquees.
Jacquees. Yo, did you see him? He was on, I think it was on Sway in the Morning.
Yeah.
Singing This Christmas a cappella.
Oh, my man. God. I know that was bad.
He sound like, you know, your nephew. Mm-hmm. Or like one of your younger cousins that kind of knows how to sing growing up, so they always make him sing at like family functions and shit. Mm-hmm. That's what he sounds like, bro. He sounds like a kid. I feel like once he turns 16, he's not 16 yet, is he?
Oh damn, bro, that's rude. Bro. Damn.
Yo, once he hits puberty, it's over for him. Tell me I'm lying.
Oh my god, bro.
Tell me I'm lying, bro.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro. I mean. Bruh, I try to defend him, bro, but he's making it hard for me to have his back, you know. So he's wilding. I'll just say that much.
Yeah, I thought he had a plan with stirring up all this. Like, if you're gonna do all this, drop an album right in the middle of all this shit and shut everybody up. Or even a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But he didn't do anything.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, Damn, Jacquees.
Messing it up out here. Well, anyway.
Yeah, bro. Did you see the video? He redid a cover of Candy Rain.
Bro, look, man. So listen, bro. This is when I started defending him. Not when this one came out, but before, like when people first started like talking about him and how he couldn't sing, and before the LMI Trip cover, boy, he did all that. People started talking about how he couldn't sing and how he did a cover of Chris Brown, Yo. And they was like, he just ruined it. And I was like, look, man, like, everybody does what they can to get on at first. And most of the time, it's covers. So I was like, you know, it's obvious that this cover was done years ago. Like, let's not go way back into the archives and dig up old videos of him singing and saying he can't sing. Like, let's
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were doing. Yeah, that's what a lot of people were doing. So, I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, so, but that's what I was defending. I was just like, look. So let's not do that. Let's judge him for today. Like, let's not go back and dig all that up. And then he dropped the Trip cover. I was like, see, brush straight. Then he came out with the King of R&B. I was like, damn, I can't defend him. Then they dug up the Candy Rain joint. I was like, damn. Even though it is in the past, it is a horrible cover. And he just said he's the King of R&B. Like, it looks bad for him out here, man. So...
Yeah, basically you stuck your neck out for bro.
Yeah, man.
And he didn't come through.
Yeah, dog. So I got slight little beef with Jacquees, man. And he just disrespected Key Sweat to his face. Like, I got beef with bro. I can't even lie, bro. Man,
ride with this
gun safety.
You don't want smoke with the gun. You almost smoked Dre. Man, nigga Jacquees is low key a killer.
Yeah, like, nah,
everybody's talking shit about Jacquees, but he low key up following you.
He came out like he came out the gate. Gotta ride with my gun on safety. And then he'd be like, "Well, why you gotta ride with on safety?" So I don't go shoot where your nigga be.
Hey, he about to kill your boyfriend.
Right. Like, he let you know. Like, look, I'm tripping on another level out here.
Hey, we got to change the narrative. In 2019, Jacquees is secretly a killer. So hey. You can't fuck with bro.
Yeah, like man. Y'all got to watch your mouth about the king. When he say he the king of R&B, he trying to say he like the Nino Brown of this shit.
He's the king pin of R&B.
Yeah, that's what it is. He misspoke.
My God.
Oh man. Anyway, dog, what else happened 2018, bro? Like, and what else happened to music?
What happened to music?
The biggest troll. Like, he should like trademark the word troll, bro. Like, I think he should get an award for it. Cause
does he troll more than Kanye though?
He trolls more than Kanye. Like, he trolls more frequently, way more frequently than Kanye.
Kanye's trolls reach farther. Like, they it's like a global
right.
Everybody in the world knows that Kanye's wilder.
And we all biting on it though. That's the thing, like. Dude, we be mad at him or us because we know to a certain extent that he's trolling, but we still be like, man, Kanye tripping about this slavery shit. It's like, well, we at this point, we know he's just talking, but we still can't help but be like, this nigga wildin'.
We're talking about 6ix9ine, if you don't know by now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
We haven't said anybody's name.
But you should know. Yeah. The big, it's Kanye and Tekashi. But life caught up to Jit. For real, though.
Bro, listen. Everything that you put out. Everything that you put out, bro. Like, rest in peace, Triple X. He was putting out, early on in his career, putting out negative energy, whatever it is, turned his life around, and still, dog, it caught up with him. So,
Man. Hey, but yeah, man. So, life definitely caught up. Tekashi, Jit is facing
everything,
man.
But they have a petition. They have a petition to get him out.
Yeah, I seen that petition circle. It's close
because you know he has like a. Yeah, he has that following, man. So of course people are gonna sign it. If he gets out, I'm low key gonna be mad,
bro. But just because the petition is signed, don't mean he's getting out.
Like. You're right, but listen, I don't know, man. He shouldn't get out. He really shouldn't. Based on like what he has up against him. But if he does, I'm be like, yo, this is rigged. This is super.
Bro,
rigged.
I told you, bro, from the jump.
Not on his part though. I'm talking like the system is really like.
Yeah. Oh well, we know. You know? That. We know that.
The like they really going to bat for him. Yeah. But we'll see what happens with old boy. I'm low-key, like, I'm not glad it happened to him, but, like, I was kind of tired of hearing about him wilding out. I'm like,
me too.
I'm like, somebody needs to put him on his ass or something. Like, something needs to happen. Whether he gets jumped in the club or he goes to jail, he needs a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. So
there's his wake-up call. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
The biggest
thing, oh, man, that happened in 2018, bro. By far, what would be your, like, top moment in 2018,
bro? I'm sorry, what?
What would be your top moment of 2018?
My top moment?
Yeah, bro.
For me, we're talking about in music or in my life?
Either one, bro. Just your top moment.
We're not gonna talk about me. Who cares about me? My top moment of the year. I'm gonna say that Coachella, man. Like that was watching that live. Cause I don't know how, but wasn't it on TV the first time or something?
I feel like it was on TV. No, it was streamed live.
It was streamed live. So watching that live, like that was great for the culture, man. Like,
yeah,
that was the highlight of the year for me. Real talk.
Well,
what about you?
Best moment of the year was starting the podcast. Goddamn, drop a bomb!
Oh,
you can't even take the bait, bro. When it talking about Beyonce,
bro. I'm sorry. We started a podcast, man. We were talking about this for so long, y'all.
Yeah, man.
So long. And then people finally got, you know, tired of like talking and actually started the joint.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's been a great year. Y'all been real supportive. Like crazy supportive.
Hey, we appreciate it for damn sure.
Yeah. Cause listen, I guess one thing to be recording and just to like remain consistent with it because you want to see the end goal. Like, you're like, yo, it doesn't matter how many people listen, I'm going to get there. But when you actually know that there are people out here that are faithful every week, they listen,
that want
they
more, comment,
and they share,
they
get you
the word.
They threaten you when you don't record.
Right.
You know what I'm
we need like, to give her an award. Like, give her the Bugaboo Award, man.
Kiwi, shout out Kiwi.
With the Bugaboo of the Year Award, man. Look.
She like, yo, when she used to send messages, I could hear her voice like, y'all niggas need to fuck up. Like, it's been 2 weeks. Let's go. I need something for work. I need something. I'm like, all right, girl.
All right.
Man, I got it. You. Man, that's it.
But dog, man, we really appreciate it, man. Keep holding us accountable. We're gonna keep giving y'all this content. Just make sure you keep doing your job, keep listening, keep spreading the good gospel, you know, spread the word.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Out here. But we like the support is real, man. Like and it's just gonna get bigger and better, man. If you've been listening from the jump, like you see the improvement. Like we made hella improvements. We done changed so much stuff. Like,
yo, if y'all go back and listen to the first episode,
like, you one, I mean, you gotta go back. I'm gonna tell you this, none of the episodes are trash, but if you listen to them, you'll hear differences. Like, you're gonna be laughing, it's gonna be good content, but you're just gonna hear this differences in how we doing stuff. Like,
yeah,
but huge differences. We've had some pretty funny ass episodes though, like, bro, you had some moments in this thing, bro. Like, you had some pretty funny moments, man.
Yeah, man. That Leg of Lamb episode.
Leg of Lamb.
we're talking about Southern's band director. He still hasn't paid them back either. He still hasn't paid them
back.
And
people just like, let it go.
Bro, I'm telling you, that boy be cooking all the finest, bro.
Bro, the Leg of Lamb joint was funny. When we had Queen, we had the Queen on the show. Queen, say what I feel on this thing.
Shout out Tay, man. She came over here and gave us some.
She dropped some. She dropped. Hey,
she just gave us some shit, man.
She dropped the realness from the jump on this thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. She made some waves, but I definitely thank her. She was she the first?
Yeah, she was the first.
First guest. Yeah, man.
Yeah. She was definitely the first.
Yeah, man. She came through.
Yeah, man. We had plenty of moments on the show, man. Like,
shout out Lance. Shout out Reggie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, niggas gonna be, I could get a shout out either. I was on the show.
Yeah man. You gotta shout out all the homies, Nuck Nuck, Pojo them.
Pootie Tang.
You know what I'm saying?
Merce and Byron. We got to shout out Merce and Byron. If we don't do nothing else, we can at least shout them out.
I love them guys, man. They get on my nerves, but them boys, they help make a lot of things happen. So
yeah, man, they wanted to. We might as well get them like a producer credit or something on the job.
Yeah, man, executive producers, man, Merce and Byron.
Yeah, man, there you go, y'all in there.
Yeah, man. You know, we're gonna send y'all a little certificate.
We're gonna send y'all a little something.
You can frame it and you can put it
wherever you want to.
It started out very genuine, but now we're trolling. My bad, hey, bro.
Man, we gotta wrap this thing up, man. Look, 2018 is coming to a close. Whatever you do, y'all be safe, man. I really didn't think people still did this, but don't shoot your guns in the air. It's really pointless.
Especially, Florida. The craziest people in the world come from Florida.
Bro, we be wild.
Y'all put the guns down, pick a drink up, and go dance. Go dance with somebody or something.
Because what goes up must come down, and it does always come down. Like,
always, man. People die every year. Every year people die from shooting bullets because of people, dummies, shooting them in the air.
Yeah, man. Y'all be safe. I'll be on the radio tonight, bringing in on Star 94.5. So you can listen, hit me up on IG. I'll send you the link to listen live. Big Dog Dre Day. BIGDAWG Dre Day. Y'all keep listening to the podcast in 2019. We take hella suggestions on topics, things you want us to talk about. But just be safe, enjoy your family, and live life to the fullest, man. Do something you always wanted to do in 2019, man. And that's all I got. What you got, bro?
Man, all I got is whatever you want to do, do that shit, bro. That's it. And just make sure that you are relentless in the effort, you know what I'm saying, trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we on in 2019. We getting it, big dog. You ready?
I'm ready, bro.
I've 289.
Bro,
you
listen.
640 work hard street, bro. You ain't 289 grind down.
Work hard. Listen. Hey, everybody get on 289 grind down, bro. 289 Grind Dev is like, whatever you want to do, go do it. So while you doing, while you chasing your dream, while you doing what you need to do, you on 289 Grind Dev. So hashtag that joint on all social media. I want to see it and I'll repost it, man. Let's get on this 289 Grind Dev.
Do the work, man.
Let's do the work in 2019. Legit. Come February, let's not forget about what we want to do in the new year.
And come February, let's not forget about two big birthdays, man.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? What y'all thought it was going to be, dog?
Man, we in this thing. And let's ready. We getting ready right now. All right? We getting ready right now. Goddamn.
We got Dre's birthday the 4th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My birthday on the 8th. Man, we going up.
Get ready.
We going up in February, dog. Just
be ready, man.
That.
All right, but we got to get on the body here, man. We got to get on the body here. Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing changed. 5. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and rate us them 5. Tag 2
we
people.
We need those.
Anything else you got to say, bro?
Nothing, man. Y'all drink up. Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
There you go. It's Big Dog Dre Day.
It's your boy B.
And we out. I holla.